In today's market, if you're too late with a product, you've basically missed the boat entirely. Everything depends on how fast you can validate an idea. So, for this deep dive, we're looking for a shortcut, the fastest, most strategic path from a concept to a validated MVP.
And we're going to zero in on one technology that's all about that speed, Node.js. Now, if you're a developer, you know the name, but just to level set for everyone, it's a JavaScript runtime environment.
Built on Chrome's V8 engine.
Exactly. And that's the critical part. The V8 engine takes JavaScript and compiles it directly into machine code. So it's incredibly fast. It means you can use one language, JavaScript, for your entire stack.
And that single language stack isn't just a convenience, it's a huge strategic advantage when you're racing against the clock. So our mission today is to figure out why Node.js is the go-to choice for MVPs and, what roadmap you actually need to follow.
Right. So let's talk benefits. The big ones are pretty immediate: accelerated development, and of course, cost efficiency.
Okay, let's break that down. What does accelerated really mean here?
Well, because Node.js has this event-driven, non-blocking architecture, the code itself is just leaner. There's less redundant work. But the real accelerator is the ecosystem. NPM, the Node Package Manager, has over 2 million reusable modules.
2 million. Wow.
Yeah. So you're not building everything from scratch. You're basically assembling pre-built, battle-tested pieces.
That ecosystem provides some incredible scaffolding. And with something like 12 million developers using it, the community support is there. But I want to go back to the cost side. For a lean startup, that's everything.
Oh, absolutely. The unified stack means you can have smaller, cross-functional teams. You don't need a dedicated backend specialist who only knows Python and a separate front-end specialist for JavaScript.
So the same engineers can own the entire product.
Exactly. It cuts down on overhead, it reduces friction in communication, and it shortens those feedback loops massively.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting for me. Performance and scale. You mentioned that asynchronous nature of the event loop. That's what really sets it apart, isn't it?
It is. Think of it like a busy waiter. Instead of taking one order, going to the kitchen, and waiting before coming back, the Node.js process says, "I'll take your order, and while the kitchen works on that, I'm going to go serve 10 other tables."
So it's perfect for things that need to handle tons of simultaneous connections, like real-time chat or fintech platforms.
Perfect for it. High concurrency, low latency, that's the sweet spot. And this connects directly to future-proofing. When your MVP takes off, you don't have to do a painful rewrite to scale.
You can just expand horizontally.
Yep, you can break it into microservices, and Node.js fits perfectly into that kind of architecture.
Okay, so speed and scaling are there. But a fast MVP still needs structure. Our sources were really clear that the roadmap doesn't start with code. It starts with discovery and market fit.
Yes, you have to validate your assumptions first. The whole process is really bookended by that discovery phase, and then later, the post-launch analysis and iteration.
So, what are the key principles for success during those phases?
Strategically, the number one rule is to define clear success metrics. And they have to be tied to business impact adoption, ROI, real validation, not future count. Overbuilding is what we call the silent killer of startup
My
velocity.
silent killer. I like that. So, ruthlessly focus on the core value.
Ruthlessly.
And on the technical side, what are the non-negotiables, even for a quick and dirty MVP?
Security. It has to be there from day one. You need the basics: HTTPS, encrypting data in transit and at rest. We also recommend implementing JWT authentication.
Okay, JWT JSON web tokens. Break that down for us.
Think of them like digital ID cards. They let you verify that a request is coming from a trusted user without having to check the database every single time. It's fast and it's secure.
So you're building a solid foundation from the get-go.
Exactly. And the final piece of that is avoiding over-engineering. An MVP is built to prove something, not to impress anyone with its architecture. Keep it modular, keep it lightweight, and be ready for change. You're optimizing for flexibility, not for finality.
So let's bring this all together. Node.js gives you the speed and the cost efficiency to validate your idea fast, and it can handle scale right out of the box.
Right. And that raises a really important question for you to think about. If an MVP is really the backbone of your future product, how do you make sure the speed of Node.js doesn't just tempt you into building a flimsy prototype? The successful founders know its power isn't just how fast you can ship, but how quickly you can pivot based on real data. So what's one tactical step you can take today to define a success metric that stops your team from falling for that silent killer?